Is everybody having fun yet? I am pooped. I'm tired. Well, we got a great celebration tonight. It's our 100th show here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome into the lab. I am Michael, your Chief Mood Officer. On this Friday night, it is the 12th of August. And let me turn myself up so I can hear myself. And we got the atmosphere in the background. Some new songs. I'm going to be hanging out with you tonight. This is your Friday night weekly series we call Relaxation and Inspiration. And we're going to be connecting all of our platforms. You know, you can listen to me live tonight at the bottom when we get into relaxation. We're going to be simulcast on all of our podcast channels, Relaxation and Inspiration, and Wisdom App. If you have a Wisdom App, if you don't have a Wisdom App, get on Wisdom, and hopefully you'll be able to find me on Wisdom. I don't know if they have a search, but if you're on the Apple phone, you can kind of search, which is really kind of cool. So welcome all the Night Eagles from around this one world that we share. It is the 100th show. I'm excited. Turn up a little bit. Big announcement tonight with our 100 shows. It's been a journey. This little show that could, I'm going back to the little show that could because I got a reality smack in the face earlier this week. But here we are, 100 shows in from the relaunch that started back in November. And all this month I'm here with you. Each night at 10 o'clock for 2 hours on a special fundraising month, we are working to fuel the rocket ship that is launching 11-11-22. It's 126, the Genesis, New Kingdom radio station that's going to be launching with partner at radio.co. Now, I've been working my little derriere off all day. Wife has been working all day. And it's just been really kind of cool to be on our server and get things accomplished. So you guys get ready for a fun night. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be heading into the secret place. How many of you are high stress, mid stress, low stress, wherever you're at, the level of stress that you're carrying? Maybe you have not been with us all week. Maybe you've been working all day and you've found yourself here. And if you are a newbie, you are one of our new eaglets listening to the show here on Blog Talk Radio, you found the tag, or maybe you have been invited into the show. Welcome, everybody, including all of our female Night Eagles. And, yep, we're still growing. We're growing in South Korea. Special hello to all of our South Korean Eagles or Japanese Eagles. I'm going around the clock today because getting a little bit more details of where we are actually being listened to. Our European Eagles in Bulgaria, Serbia, Russia, England, Ireland, the Netherlands, Germany, France, New Zealand, Australia, Ethiopia, Ghana, our Canadian Eagles, our Peruvian Eagles, our Mexico Eagles, and our Mexican, the country of Mexico, excuse me, guys, no offense, our Mexican Eagles, and we are working with Jazzy J Designs Arts, who is working on some awesome NFT originals for the game that is coming. Game, so that you know, I told you I had a big announcement. Every Friday we have a big announcement. And I want to make sure I pronounce this right. If you're into VR games, I'm so tired, you guys. Happy 100 show celebration tonight. Hopefully have some callers calling in. And got a whole bunch of thank yous to say thanks to all those supporting. I got one big supporter sitting here in the studio. That is my wife, Jill. She's down here, almost knocked over because she has been working a double shift with our business. So I'll be throwing out some thank yous, but she's down here in the lab on this special night. 100 shows, the benchmark of 100. You know, when you get 100, to me, you're doing some things. And we're onward towards building the radio station. And so I want to say thanks to Jazzy J Art and Designs, who is working on the official updates to the logos. I can't wait for that to come out, you guys. The logos look totally awesome. The merch for hats, sweatshirt. She's going to work. And if I could just show these with you, it'd be just totally cool. But I can't show them to you. But I got them. And she's going, she's like, Dad, here. And she's my little mini-me. And she's doing some phenomenal work. And her company, I want to say thank you to Jazzy J Art and Design, to my wife, Jill, also to our elders who are praying, all of our eagles. And what do we call our eagles? We got some new perches. Our arbitrators, mediators, all of our elders, Rose, Alba, Joan, who happens to be my mother-in-law, who's praying. Apostle Brenda up there in Madison, Wisconsin, is praying. Pastor Chris and Minister Lay, working behind the scenes on the storyboard for the video game I was talking about. The big announcement is simply, this is our 100th show, and we're working on the server, our Discord server. You can go there right now. It's really kind of cool. It is up and fully functional. The big announcement is kind of running all into all areas, but we have a storyboard that we're building. If you're into virtual reality games, IR games, we have a kingdom game that we are launching later in 2023. You can actually be a part of that and help and take ownership, and you'll have credits in the game. Now, this is a virtual reality game, and you can get involved on the NFT side of having ownership or a partner in the video game and having credits in the game itself. So if you are, that is encouraging to you, if that is enticing to you, if you got children that are to the virtual reality games, and this is not a shoot 'em up game. This is a life game. And we call it the Guardians of Aerie, coming out 2023. And more information is on our Discord server, which is really kind of cool because I'm looking at it. And, you know, I have to give some high fives around because it's been a small team of helping, you know, that's been helping me get some understanding for this. So we have our channels up. We have our Kingdom Dispatch that lets everyone know across Dispatch what's going on with our server. And that includes events and so much more connected to the radio show, the radio station, the family of podcasts that you can catch on your favorite podcast platforms, including our Apple Premium. That's all on there. We have our perches. Now, we have new perches. We have our arbitrators, our petitioners, and our utopian perch. So if you are listening right now and you have been in one of the new perches, which are the original stargazers, prayer warriors, and our closet seekers, we've made an upgrade because this is the month of change and this is the month of fueling the rocket ship. You can go to Discord, and it's a community that is ready and ripe for everyone all over the world listening, from all of the 17 nations. So much fun. The channels are up, everyone. That's the big news. Video games coming, 2023. That's the big news. And we're still fundraising. If you want to become an Eagle investor, let me put this on pause here. If you want to become an Eagle investor, you ready? I want you right now to go to givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. And that's NITEMOODZ launch. And you can invest in the radio station. And if you're here in the States, we got some free gifts that we want to send out to you. So go right now and do that on this 100th show all night long. And how about celebratory music? You're listening to new sounds here on the flagship show that's going to be a part of the radio station. Give you a little bit of what we're doing, how we're doing. Hope you like the new instrumentals. And I wish I could do a happy birthday, but we don't have any birthday announcements, except for one on August 28th. That is my birthday, so there'll be a huge birthday announcement on August 28th. Hope you want to send me a present. That'd be great. If you have, she was laughing. If you have a birthday this month or an anniversary, go ahead and send us an email. Or take this number down. This is the studio number, 563-999-3685. Now, in case you missed it because you're coming into the lab, big announcement Friday. Looks like every Friday night we are bringing forth an announcement. Are you ready? That's it. The big announcement is coming to you right now. We're 100th show episode. It's happening right now. You're live with me on Blog Talk Radio. I am Michael, sitting here in the captain's chair. 2 hours of our weekly Friday night series, relaxation, inspiration, slowing all things down and helping you to get some relief for your stress and separation from the stress. And on top of that, more of the big announcement is simply this. We have our night mood server up on Discord. So you want to go to Discord and then search night moods, hashtag 9811. And it's a community, a kingdom community that we are building. We're going to be helping on the business side with influencers, creator content, startups. We also have a dream channel. And if you have dreams, we want to help you with your dreams. And that includes visions and dreams or your goals and dreams. And just looking at all the channels that we have up, we have our three perches I was talking to you about. And all this is going down on our new server for Night Moons on the Discord. And we are expanding the kingdom through broadcast and media. And soon we're going to be able to talk about some NFTs. But all month long, I'm going to be here with you for 2 hours. We are fundraising. And this is part of the big announcement here. You can go to GiveSendGo if you want to become a Night Eagle investor and put your hands to work and help raise the structure. We're fueling the rocket ship all August long. Go to GiveSendGo.com/Night Moods Launch. Do that right now, and you're going to be in for a treat. And the treat is simply this. You get your hands on to be a part of raising a radio station. It is known as 126, the Genesis, launching 11-11-22. So it's going to launch on a Friday night in a little over 3.5 months. We are 3.5 months away. So we want you right now to go to GiveSendGo and help expand the fueling of the rocket ship. The rocket ship is the radio station, and we want you to be a part of it. Just like that, just be a part of it. And that was kind of the introduction into getting over to GiveSendGo right there. If you'd like to go back and do it again. Can you do that again? Yeah, that's much better. Playing with the toys here in the studio. I'm in the captain's chair in the lab on this Friday night. It is the 12th of August. That is the big announcement. We're going to be talking about it for the rest of the night, even on the other half of the show tonight for inspiration. Take the studio number down for me, ladies and gentlemen. Night Eagles from around this one world that we share. 563-999-3685. That's 563-999-3685. I'm glad to be here with you on this Friday night. It is our 100th show. We are making some roadways, heading toward our destination of launching this awesome new radio station for the kingdom of God. New music coming to you right now, uploaded, all instrumental for your pleasure as we get ready to head into the secret place on this Friday night, the 100th show. Check it out. This is the digital age. Welcome back to the Night Mood. Just Michael sitting here being disrupted, putting in some work in between the song. Hope you like the new song there. That's called Digital Age, all instrumental, and why we work on bringing you some new music around everything towards the radio station, kind of giving you a taste because this is the flagship show. That'll be 4 hours, 3.5 months from now. Will be 4 hours Monday through Friday night. And then regular music that's going to be programmed, a weekend, teachings. And if you're a church, a ministry that is looking for a home to bring your kingdom message to the globe, we want you to send the email over to nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, okay? And that's what we have got to do. Fuel the rocket ship. And now we're going to get into something really kind of cool. I want to welcome everybody in and to power up the atmosphere for your pleasure. And thank you for listening to the show. 100 shows in, everybody. We had some claps. It'd be kind of cool to have some claps. But we don't have claps. I've been locating claps on our sound system. Can't find them yet. I'm waiting for Chris to get here and maybe he can help me find some claps. But we're 100 shows in. And that's a lot of shows. And we first started this off 30 minutes. Remember that? We did 30 minutes back in November. And from 30 minutes, we went to an hour. And then just before, around the new year, I said, maybe we ought to go 90 minutes because we were starting to get listeners calling into the show, which is really kind of cool. And so if you're listening to this awesome flagship show, you can go and listen to all the archives and go back 100 shows when we relaunched this bad boy. And now here we are, 100 shows to the future of the radio station. 126, the Genesis is launching 11/11/22, and you can be a part of it. So we want to invite you cordially to be a part of something special, a Kingdom Broadcast and Media Center with our partner, Radio.co. And I'm really honored and blessed to be here with you guys. I really am. It's been a journey, you know. Did the launch, big announcement back in May. And since May, we have been working behind the scenes like you would never have known. So let's get after this. Welcome you all into the lab officially. This is known as the Oasis and the Lighthouse. Night Moods. The headquarters is Night Moods HQ, and you are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. And by faith, we are connected. This is a kingdom ministry helping you to draw in positivity to your mindset and your logic and your abilities. At the same time, I get to help you live out your faith practically. And we've been doing this every night. It is somewhat of a repeat, but this is like, was that a revolving door? Because we have night eagles that come to these three different perches. And you guys set up shop at these perches. And that's how you listen. And so we came with new names at the beginning of last week. You were once known as our stargazers. Stargazers have turned into our utopian perch. You were once known as our prayer warriors. And now we change that over to our arbitrators. That's the perch for you. And then our closet seekers are now just called our petitioners. And so these are the brand new perches. And we're going to be looking to carry these perches into the radio station. And so you can be a part of the flagship show, and they'll be here with me for 4 hours. And what a journey. So those are the perches. We got night eagles coming in from all over the world. The 17 nations is our mission field, and we have a lot of work to do, and we're just beginning. So thank you so much for entrusting me with your time, being here to help me help you be free, get some relief from your stress that's tied to your situation, your circumstances, and your crisis. And so what we do on a Friday night is we just slow things down. We slow things down, and I help you breathe in the breath of life, and we step into the secret place, and we're waiting for the loans to get to 100%. But we step into the secret place, we do what Jesus Christ did and taught, and we get the rewards and promises because we are followers of the way. And so when we head in, on Friday nights, it's like taking a pit stop. And we call it spiritual maintenance. So all night long, we're doing spiritual maintenance. And so now if you want to call a friend, call a family member, call someone that you have been talking to who is letting you know that they're at the end of the rope, let them know that the oasis is open, the lighthouse is open, and if they're in the desert, well, we got a spot for them. We got a VIP seat that they can come in free of charge, and by faith, things will change. By faith, things will change. That's all I can promise you, is by faith, things will change. So faith without the corresponding works is known as dead faith. So here, by faith, things will change. That's what I can promise you. So everyone, we want you to participate. But right now, we want you to let everyone know that we are celebrating our 100th show, getting ready, going to the secret place. We have the welcome of all the Night Eagles. And if you want to call in real quick, go ahead and call and let us know where you're calling from. 563-999-3685. You're listening to Michael here inside the captain's chair in the lab. This is Night Moods, the 100th show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Got some bills to pay and be right back. Destination is a secret place.
Welcome to True God's Eye. I'm Jill. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast. My show will be geared toward helping women become free, and I won't forget about the boys. Together, we will break the shackles and chains of abusive relationships, depression, and trauma that many are experiencing. You can't undo the past, but stop living it over and over and start declaring what God says about you. I will demonstrate the keys of salvation by relating testimonials and trials while encouraging and equipping you, backed by scripture, of course, with the tools of freedom. Join me for my weekly show right here on your favorite platform.
Hey, it's Michael here. Welcome to my new program, Night Moves. Yes, I'm in the lab, better known as Night Moves HDQ. Night Owl, listen in Monday through Friday nights at 10:30. What happens when you listen to the show? Inside the lab, you hear the atmosphere of God and learn about the oasis and the lighthouse. Night Moves HDQ is the safest space on radio with fortified walls and an atmosphere that can't be compared to. Let's get in the lab. Night Moves HDQ. Join me.
Oh.
Welcome back into Night Moves, everyone. I'm Michael, your chief mood officer, in the lab on this Friday night. And it's a special show tonight. It's our 100th show. We're 100 shows in on this, our weekly Friday night series. And I want to welcome all you all into the lab. Let's get after it. I'm going to slow things down for every one of you. Now, if you are dealing with a level of stress and you're maybe at a crossroads, and you're listening, and we call one of our new eagles. If you're listening to for the first time, maybe you've been invited to the show. You're one of our eaglets, and you're probably like a fly on the wall, just kind of, what is this about? Why am I here? And see, this is what God is doing. The Holy Spirit is pricking your heart. He's massaging your heart. At the same time, he's convincing and persuading your mind and convicting your mind. So I have to tell you, you're at a crossroads and you're still here. And thank you for being here. This is the relaxation side of the show. And so you're here at the crossroads and we're getting ready to hear the sound for the atmosphere at 100% going off. You're at the show and this is your opportunity to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And this is probably one of your top three choices that you'll ever make that will benefit you in such an awesome way. And it's not about religion. It's simply you engaging, encountering, experiencing, and equipping yourself in your faith with God. And as you develop, but first you got to repent. And you're repenting because in order for the Holy Spirit to come into your heart, and you're possessed in your heart by the Holy Spirit, and you become a spirit carrier, you got to turn from your wicked ways. And so this crossroad that you're at is probably the best place to be in. And it doesn't matter what you've been going through and how you got here, and maybe you have all questions about what do you do next and how you're going to get done what you want to do and what is this thing about Jesus? What is this thing about God? And maybe you're like, I don't want to do it with religion. Well, this show is not about religion. This show is about the kingdom and to help you in your bring positivity to your mind and to help you live out your faith with the rest of us night eagles with the level of faith, the measure of faith that God has given you. So this is a good place to be. And so during the show, it is my hope that you turn from your wicked ways and then just say, I'm sorry. And you get to experience a journey of a lifetime. And I can promise you just one thing, that as long as you put in the work, you'll grow. That's what I can promise you. And so you're here listening, and all I want to say to you is just participate. Because I'm going to be helping you breathe in the breath of life. And as we go into the secret place tonight, we do this every Friday night, we call this spiritual maintenance. And I'm going to spiritually help every one of us get some relief from stress. And that pause is for the levels at 100% for the atmosphere here on the radio. And so I want to welcome you all to the special oasis, the lighthouse called Night Moods. And this is a space where you can enter and release all that is engaging you, surrounding you, and conflicting you. And here you get permission. There's four permissions. The first one is you get permission to be selfish. You get permission to be alone. You get permission to express your emotions and present yourself with the rest of us in the secret place. Everybody gets recharged. And so the secret place, I call this the most safest space on radio, where you can step in and just let everything be authentic. And in the secret place is where I say it's kingdom heart surgery. And God does miraculous surgery on the heart. And so for as long as I can remember, one of my mentors taught me how to go in the secret place. And so we go in by faith. We do what he just taught and what he described and preached. And we get the promises and the results that he shared with us, right? And so we're going to be doing that in a little bit. We're not too far away from stepping in the secret place, so you have probably the best seat in the house listening to the show. And this seat is called the VIP seat, and where you get to sit in and listen and participate, and you get reconnected with yourself in your spirituality. And that simply is you relating to your Heavenly Father. And whether it's here in the lab or right there where you are at, or even in the secret place that we're going to be stepping into, there is no religious spin. I don't have time for religion. And so my purpose, part of my purpose is to help you engage, encounter, experience the kingdom of heaven, and execute your faith in maturity as a daughter and son. And that secret place, as you're listening to the atmosphere is ministering to your body, your mind, and your spirit. And we're live, we're LinkedIn, when I say LinkedIn, we have all of our platforms live with us. And they can't hear the radio show, but that's okay. They're able to hear me, and we're going to be doing some practices of breathing in the breath of life. So the secret place is the saturated place here, and it's called Faith to Space on Radio, bar none. And there's a fortified spiritual wall surrounding you, and I'll be talking about what's on the walls. And it speaks to every one of us, by the way. And inside that secret place, you get to get refocused, regain control, and get restored in your emotions. And everyone who's participating receives unconditional love. And because you're important, this is one of three attributes. This is why you get to receive unconditional love, because you're important. And now, newbies, if you're listening, you're important because you've made the conscious choice out of your heart to surrender and submit. Because Jesus redeemed us, and when he redeemed us, he saved us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into his Father's kingdom. So you were transferred out of one inferior kingdom, kingdom of the world, kingdom of mankind, and you were transferred into his Father's kingdom. And so every one of us who are saved and born again are transferred into Father's heavenly kingdom. And during this transfer is the highest kingdom transaction. And this kingdom transaction is known as becoming born again. And that's why you're important, because our Heavenly Father deemed you important and made a pledge with Yeshua. And the decision for a certain time, certain place, in a generation, in a season, that for everyone would say yes and surrender and believe in Jesus and Heavenly Father would be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so you are important to carry Father's 100% essence in the Holy Spirit. This is why you're important. It's one of three attributes. I'll talk about the other two while we're in the secret place. And so if I'm doing my job correctly tonight on our 100th show, I'm here to help everyone reset and rest in God so you can be equipped and prepared to re-enter the pathway toward your destination. And that pathway we call the life journey. And everyone has a destination in many seasons, many destinations. And so with that, you're entering into night moods. We have a lot of work to do tonight, because even though this is our 100th show and we're celebrating our 100th show, it's our Friday night weekly series of relaxation and inspiration. And so if you're ready, we're going to step into the secret place, and I'm going to help you get some relief and separation from the stress that's connected to your situations, your circumstances, and your crisis. And how many of you have had a productive night, maybe a productive Saturday, because it is Friday night, early Saturday morning, to all of our Night Eagles in our 17 nations listening to the show live right now, and everyone who will be listening to the podcast, because our podcasts are up on all of our channels, and we're also up on our Wisdom app, and so they're everyone's checking this out, because we want to be able to show and share the 100th show. And so we're here to serve. We're here to help you get some relief from the stress and separate you from the stress. And I'm hoping not forget anything. Oh, we got the perches. All of our eagles, there are three perches, our brand new perches. The first perch was once known as our stargazers. So all the eagles who are at the window, you are now known best our utopian perch. And so you're thinking about your dreams as we're in the middle of August. And each and every day, you are intentionally progressing towards your dream. You are manifesting towards your dream. And I was on the bike last night. I did a talk on one of the apps, the Wisdom app, while I was cycling. It was really kind of cool. And I actually saw another falling star, a passing star past our planet. And a couple of weeks ago, I had this epiphany when I was out riding. And I'm like, what if all the stars that are protecting and securing our dreams up there in the second heaven, what if when these stars shoot past Earth, they are dropping dreams in the pathways of all the believers in Christ and even all those in the world, right? So every time a star passes Earth, they're dropping dreams. And so our stargazers who are now at the perch, they are now the utopian perch. You're evaluating yourself, measuring where you're at with your dreams. And then we have our prayer warriors. Now, if you are a night eagle and you have been given this awesome deal to intercede, and we need some more prayer warriors, and you're known as our arbitrator, that's our perch for you. You're at the arbitration perch. And you are the bridge. You're the spiritual covering where all the night eagles are going to be going into the secret place and happens here. And so I ask God to bless you and increase your pathway, bless your hands, bless your feet, and protect your house because you are doing secret work, ninja work, covering all the night eagles coming into the perch, right? And so we need more prayer warriors. And if you have been given the task of intercession, we'd love you to contact nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, and we'll get you connected on our Discord server, the private server for our intercessors, as well as the arbitration server. And our last but not least, these are our OGs. These are the night eagles who are at the closet perch. And we changed that to the petition perch. And you're there, instrumental in your intimate setting, in your little nest, your little cove, and you're just relating to your Heavenly Father in the moment. And so those are our three perches for all of our night eagles, known as our listeners. 17 nations, get ready to step into the secret place. Now, I have everyone stand up for a minute because we do this, Tim, when we were in Morocco. The Holy Spirit had me in the upper room, and I would come down to a leadership meeting on that Thursday, actually 10 years ago to this month. And he taught me about entering into the presence of Father and his kingdom. And so I went down into the meeting and did exactly what the Holy Spirit told me. And so this is what we're going to do, and we do it every night here on the radio show. So go ahead and stand up, and there is a line. Now, remember, you're in your VIP seat. Whether you're driving, we have a bunch of drivers listening to the show. You know, when I'm riding, I look at a marker on the street, and when I pass that marker, sometimes I ride in the presence or with the presence of Father, and sometimes I'm just exercising. Sometimes I'm just riding, being quiet. But right in front of you, there's a line. And by faith, we do what Jesus Christ did and what he taught, and we get the reward, the promises, the results. And you understand this in John 17. He was actually with a couple of his elect apostles, those disciples, and he had them come in with him into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he told, giving them instructions, you guys stay over here. I'm going to go pray to my Heavenly Father. And so there was Peter and the other two that was with him, right? And so the guys fell asleep. And so Jesus goes to be with his Heavenly Father, and he's on the throne, but he is in every place at every time, and there's not a place that he's never in. But Jesus is going to a location to meet with his Heavenly Father, so you have the understanding of John chapter 17. He is actually stepping into a secret place and having prayer and conversation with his Father in real time. And so this is what we're doing. You stand up, and by faith, we're going to step into a secret place because we're filled with the Holy Spirit. It's to our advantage. And the reason you can only hear and see the presence of the kingdom of heaven in the first place is because of the Holy Spirit. And so just bear with me. Just participate. I'm going to coach all of you in taking a deep breath. We call it breathing in the breath of life, 5 breathing exercises. But first, we want you to step into the secret place. So on the count of 3, we're going to just step across the line. Step into the carpet, step into the hardwood floor. Just take the step forward. And some of you are on your knees. Some of you are laying down. Some of you are on a couch, on pillows, you're on your bed. But indulge me, stand up. In 3, 2, 1, we're going to take a step forward into the secret place. Now from here, the spirit of fear, the spirit of dignity, the spirit of pride, and the spirit of apprehension cannot be here in the presence of our Heavenly Father by faith. By faith. And so here is where heart surgery happens. Father does heart surgery, supernatural, miraculous heart surgery. And if you've had any distress in your heart, if you've been abused, if you have hurt, or you've had family members or friends or loved ones die, and your heart's going through some changes, right? But at the same time, Yeshua is doing, I call, brain surgery. So around you, you're in the most safest space on radio. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6 is one of the walls. It's also one of the foundations. And I'm going to share with you, in first person, we have written the scriptures on the wall. And each of the walls speak to every purpose of every one of the night eagles that come into the secret place. And so everyone is invited in. Now, the first wall is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. And I hope I didn't miss anything. Am I missing anything? No, I'm not missing anything. Here on the 100th show, I'm kind of excited. I got to slow down because this is our weekly series. This is spiritual maintenance tonight. And so the first wall is Matthew chapter 6. And this is what Jesus says to you. Now, while we're here in the secret place, faith without the corresponding works is known as dead faith. And your presence equals the importance of the prayer. So our presence, Father wants, because he's going to do heart surgery. And he does heart surgery because that's where his spirit lives, in our heart. And so I want you to be expectant to receive information, revelation, to receive a warning, an instruction, to receive a promise, a reward, because there's a reward for everyone who participates. And I also want you to be expectant to give of yourself. You want to give something here, not just receive. And so the first wall speaks to every one of us in a situation, a circumstance, and a crisis. And all I ask is that you just participate in breathing. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. You take a slow inhale, slow exhale. Give you 30 seconds to do so. First wall, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 is also one of the foundations. This is what Yeshua has to say to each and every one of us night eagles. But whenever you pray, enter into your secret room and shut the door behind you and pray to your Heavenly Father who is in secret, and your Heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you. And tonight, here in a secret place is a special show, and Jesus says this about Heavenly Father who's upon the throne, that he is in the secret place and he sees in the secret place. And there's a reward with him for you. I know that reward, but I can only venture to guess what it connects to. But if you don't participate, you might miss out. The wall right behind you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. This is known as our apex wall. This is the trading wall. So pay attention to this wall because we're going to be trading our stress and going into our soul closets to trade our burdens here. And you want to make sure you trade. Okay, I think the reward has everything to do with this wall. Jesus says this to you. Matthew 7, verse 28 and 29, he says this. Come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. And over to the right, right over there, here in the secret place, over to the right. This is the wall if you're dealing with a judgment in the earth realm. If you're going before a magistrate, a natural judge, and you, whether you're the plaintiff or a defendant, you're asking for justice or you're asking for relief from your adversary, and you may have not known that you can also go before your judge who's on the throne, who will rule in your setting, and he'll rule through Jesus' shed blood. And the cool part is, it's a win-win situation because he's ruling through the one who is just to the justified. And so this is Luke chapter 18, verses 4 through 8, but we have highlighted verse 7 in first person. Now, if you're dealing with a judgment in the earth realm, this wall I want you to pay attention to. Jesus says this to you in first person, and will not my Father surely see to it that justice is done to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? And will he delay towards you? And you have to bring forth that answer. And see, the answer is, won't delay. If you're crying out to him day and night, you being his chosen ones, then he's not going to delay his rule in your setting. The fourth and final wall is over here to your left. This is the wall if you're dealing with deadlines. And if you're dealing with a deadline, the Holy Spirit has this to say to you. This is Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Therefore, let us approach with confidence. This word confidence, boldness, assurity, plainly. Therefore, let us approach with confidence to the throne of grace in order that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, my question is to you, on a special night, our 100th show tonight, how many of you are in a time of need right now? Well, you can go before your king. You can receive the spirit of mercy, and you can find grace, which happens to be at the throne, to help you in your time of need. So we're here to get some stress relief. And we're here to separate from the stress that's attached to our situations, our circumstances, and our crisis. And we're going to first do this by submitting the body. The first breathing exercise, breathing in the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh, is to reduce, calm down, relax our body. And if you're dealing with any scarring or wounds because you're dealing with a crisis, and this is kind of cool, another epiphany moment happened last month. When you're in a crisis, it's a spiritual warring that's entered into the natural setting. And many don't understand the realm of the spirit, and that's for another night. But crisis has a sibling. It's called chaos. And so crisis and chaos work in tandem against you, and you're coming through it. You're enduring it, and it's paining you. You're having terrors, and it's freaking you out, and it's causing stress and causing all these complications, and it's hindering life for you. And when crisis and chaos are at your door and you're in the middle of it, when you come through it, you're being clothed with trauma. Say hello to your post-traumatic stress, that disorder. It's a spiritual cloth that's distressing the body and also distresses the mind. So we're just calming the symptoms down. And this also includes if you are dealing with a medical diagnosis or you have illness in the body, sickness. We're just calming the symptoms down here in the presence of God because he's doing heart surgery. And all you have to do is believe and just participate in breathing. And we're going to get started here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath, night eagles, and relax your bodies. Just giving you enough time to relax the body again. We're going to take another deep breath, just calming all the symptoms down. If you've gone through any type of crisis called the sibling chaos, and when you've gone through crisis and you're going through crisis in this moment, you're being clothed with trauma. And so we are just calming the symptoms down that is causing the trauma to the body, scarring, wounds coming through that trauma, any brokenness, sprained ligaments, tendon, and cartilage, anything that has attacked your body, we're just calming down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and relax your body. Guys, you're doing good. Transitioning to the state of mind, your emotions, your abilities, your logic, your mindset. And there is a practice that I learned a long time ago from one of my mentors, Apostle Henry, who is in heaven. I do miss him. He taught me this in Chicago. I remember being on the side of the church that we were looking to purchase, and my mind was just racing. And he put his hand on me on that corner with all the gangbangers on the other corner looking, doing what they were normally there to do. And he looked at me and just said, stop, just breathe, and just say the name of Jesus. So I want you guys to repeat the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Your cadence will come out hard, heavy. It will come out. You want to scream his name, yell his name, shout his name, speak his name based on your relationship. But what this does, as your cadence begins to slow down, you just go ahead and say his name. It surrenders the control of the mind. Give you a couple more seconds to say his name. Jesus. Some of you can rock. It's okay to let your emotions come up. You've been suppressing them for so long. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and relax your mind. And I'm doing these deep breaths right with you on this 100th show tonight here in the secret place. And if you've been through any type of abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, church abuse, spiritual abuse, it doesn't matter whatever the abuse is. It's attached. It's distressing and depressing your emotions and prohibiting you from doing the things that you know to do and know how to do. And it also has to do with maybe the crisis or the situations that you're in, the levels of them or the circumstance. And back to that crisis, if you're in a crisis in this moment, crisis is called a sibling, and that is chaos. And so the trauma that you have been enduring is impeding the emotional state, maybe depression. There is blocking areas of positivity, of laughter, of joy. So we're just calming it down, saying the name of Jesus. Go ahead and say his name. Give you a couple seconds to do that. Say his name. All has to do with the heart. This is not a mental ascent here in the secret place. If you mean business with Father, he means business with you, and he's doing heart surgery right now. And it's okay to shed tears, getting your relief. Separation is occurring. And when your cadence begins to slow down, you are simply, that's the sign that your mind is becoming surrendered here in the secret place. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your mind. All right. We're at the apex breath, breathing in the breath of life tonight here in the secret place. Go ahead and get yourself repositioned for me. The reason why I'm doing this is the wall right behind you is Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29. And to get yourself repositioned, I want you to put your hands together like you're receiving a gift, a package. And you're going to receive a package, all right? See, this is a trading breath. This is the apex breath. We come up. And after this breath, we get ready to go down. So here, I want you to pay attention because it is my hope for every one of you Night Eagles participating and breathing with all of us in our 17 nations live tonight on our 100th show. It is my hope that you participate to receive your reward. Remember the first wall? That Father is in the secret place. He sees in the secret place, and there's a reward with him. Maybe that reward has something to do with this. It's going to help you manage, navigate, and deal through. Key word is through your situation, through your circumstances, and yes, through this crisis. What do you have to lose? Trading with Jesus, and this is what he has to say to you. Now pay attention. Keep your hands in front of you like you're receiving a gift. Jesus says this to you. Come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. This word burdened is known as the fortizo. And this fortizo is load-bearing. And you were never meant to live on this earth carrying stress day after day after day after day. So we're going to go into the soul closet in this moment. Because Jesus has given you an instruction, a command, and he's placed a promise around it. So I want you to participate here so that you can receive the reward for you, all done by faith. Remember, faith without the work is dead faith. Faith without the corresponding works is dead faith. And this is an exercise in engaging in your faith, applying yourself to the faith. Now you're holding your hands out, and Jesus told you, come to me. He's here also in this place, and all of you who work. Now, it's no coincidence, or it is also strategy, kingdom strategy, that we submitted the body first, we surrendered the mind, and now we're going to deal with the soul closet, because he said, come to me, all of you who work and are burdened. And so we subdued the body, the symptoms, we surrendered the mind, and he says, I will give you rest. So now your soul closets are exposed. And right now, I want you to pour out all of your stress, and that includes your good stress, your marriage, your children, your responsibilities, your obligations. Speak every one of those into your hands, and every one of your bad stress. Go into the depth of your soul closet and get that burden that you have been nurturing. Speak that into your hands, that burden that you don't want anyone else to see, understand, touch, get near. You've been compartmentalizing that. You've been hiding that away. Maybe you didn't want that to be exposed because you don't want to burden someone else with that burden. But Jesus said, I need that from you. So go ahead and speak all the stress and burdens into your hands. However you need to speak them in your hands, just make sure that you go into the depths of the soul closet. You can yell it out, scream it out, cry it out, whisper it out. Speak all the stress out of your soul closet into your hands. A little bit more. Halfway there. In about 10 seconds, finish up strong. Get to the depth of that soul closet. Listen what Jesus says to you. The wall right behind you. He says, take my yoke on you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So what he is saying is, take my yoke. And the yoke on Jesus' shoulders is not a farming implement. The yoke on Jesus' shoulders is exactly what Heavenly Father told the prophet Isaiah in verse chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. And the yoke carries the government of the heavenly kingdom. And it also is the dominion. So Jesus says, I need you to take my yoke, the government of my Father's kingdom and the dominion, and you learn from me how to use the government and administrate the government through your situation. And you walk in dominion through your situation, through your circumstances, through this crisis. He says, I am humble and I am gentle in heart. And so he's talking about your heart not being distressed. So his yoke is less stressful than the stress that you are holding, this burden that's in your hand. And when you trade, you're going to trade this stress. You're going to trade this burden with Jesus. You're going to hold it into the atmosphere and give it to Jesus. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath. Trade your stress with Jesus. Open heavens are opening up for those of you trading. Prayers are being answered. Hearts are being surgically repaired. The mind is being surgically repaired. It is my hope that you traded the burden and received something tangible from Jesus in this moment by faith that's going to help you navigate, manage, and deal through. And some of you that received this tangible gift from Jesus that's going to help you manage through the stress that's connected to that situation down there, that circumstance down there, and that crisis down there, because you're feeling that weight off of you. You're being leveled up. And now you can see towards your destiny, your dreams. And now back to that reward. If you traded, I'll bet that reward has everything to do with people of influence that Father places in your pathway. And they're there to encourage you, to empower you. And maybe perhaps who he places in your pathway towards your destination, because you're going to meet your destiny. You're going to meet your destiny. They're going to open some doors. And they hold the gold keys as you manifest through. That's the hope. And it is my hope that you receive that in this moment. And if not in this moment, in the moments to come. And if not in the moments to come, then in the moments hereafter, you just keep to the faith. You keep to the secret place throughout your moments, your nights, and your days. And you continue to trade. And once you trade it out of your heart, you keep the faith in your pathway. And you're going to know when the miracle comes, the signs come, and light bulbs are going to go on. You're like, holy smokes, he answered that prayer. He opened doors for me. We're here at the critical breath, here in a secret place, breathing in the breath of life. Now, we submitted the body. We surrendered the mind. We just traded the stress and the burdens. So the soul closet ought to be empty. You're vulnerable, but nothing can come and attack you here in a secret place. You're at peace. And this breath, the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh that we're breathing in right now, this is for restoration. This is the critical breath to restore the body, to restore the mind. Healing's coming as Father's doing the heart surgery. Healing's coming to the mind as Jesus is doing the brain surgery. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and receive the spirit of restoration. Finishing up the breath of life, breathing in, restoration, restoring the body, restoring the mind. I believe some of you are having your soul at ease for the first time in a long time. And many of you Night Eagles who have been here all week and here with us every day for the 100 shows, you come in to get relaxed. And so we're at the final breath here in the secret place. This is the breath of life. And I want to remind you of the first attribute, that you are important because of the work of Jesus. Not because of the work of religion, but the work of Jesus. See, he redeemed you. He paid your ransom, and you were saved out of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of mankind, the kingdom of wickedness. You were saved out of that, but you had to have been saved into something greater. Jesus would have never redeemed you to save you into something regular, to save you into religion, to save you into who knows what. No, he came to return the kingdom, Matthew 4 and 17, came to return the kingdom, and you were transferred into Father's kingdom. So you were transferred into something greater, and there's nothing greater than Father's kingdom. Nothing, zero, nada. And in all truth, you're important to your Heavenly Father because the pledge between him and Yeshua that he would give his essence in the Holy Spirit to you and place it into your heart. This is why being saved and born again is to your advantage. There is never a disadvantage in Father's kingdom. You have an advantage when you understand the functions and purpose and responsibilities of the Holy Spirit. So you're important because Father deemed you important to place his spirit in your heart. Second attribute is you are worthy. You are worthy to your Heavenly Father. And your worth supersedes any natural worth because you're a carrier of his spirit. You're a daughter. You're a son. You're a kingdom citizen. The third attribute is that you're valuable. You are more valuable than all the money in this one world that we share. And all of heaven knows it. And so here you are important, you are worthy, and you are valuable to your Heavenly Father. And these attributes enable you to receive unconditional love, this agape love. This is John 15, verse 13 love. This is that unconditional love from Heavenly Father. See, he initiates the love. We know how to love, and the levels of love, ranking from agape love all down to natural love, amore. And see, this agape love is the same love that he loves Yeshua with when he gave up his son to redeem and pay the ransom for all those who had come into his Father's kingdom, who were saved and born again. You are important. You are worthy. You are valuable to receive agape love. And this level of love, maybe you've not known this level of love. This love lays itself down. And that, in truth, is why you are here. That he loves you unconditionally, in truth. And he wants to pour out this agape love. He wants to pour it upon you. So you experience like you step into a warm shower. And it flows covering your body in that experience. He wants to pour it in you like a spiritual infusion so that you feel with all of your senses the enormous weight of Father's unconditional love as a daughter and as a son. And he wants to pour it through you so you get to experience what it's like when others see the difference in you and they see the Father's love through you and the hope of glory in you, Jesus. And so they're attracted to you, and you may have heard, well, there's something about you, man. You got this glow. That's the Father's love. And yes, there'll be people who don't want anything to do with our Heavenly Father or Jesus. And they'll leave and not want to be anywhere near you. They'll persecute you. Some will just leave you alone. They don't want to hear it. But how much more of the rest who come to know Jesus and believe and become a follower of Jesus and have access to Abba Father and have proximity to Abba Father because of you, because you're carrying this high-level love. And this love illuminates like a light coming out of your car, headlights, into your pathway. And so it lights up all your pathway, even when the roads are crooked, even when the seasons of storms, this love is your guide. And so right now, whatever you're experiencing, we're going to receive unconditional agape love. So raise your hands, lift your heads, and in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and receive unconditional love from your Heavenly Father. And as you're breathing in this love, you can reciprocate this love back verbally, spiritually, physically. You may want to hold yourself. Some may rock. Some may be pacing. You may not be able to contain yourself because it's too much. But use this time as we complete breathing in the breath of life here in the secret place. We come to an end of relaxation. Love to hear from you, your praise reports, and your testimonies of what you experience here in the secret place. We do it every night, but we just slow it way down and spend more time here in the secret place on Friday nights. And this is an experience. This is what we could call a spiritual maintenance. And I'm going to be at the bridge. We're going to come back from paying the bills, and I'm going to go all in on helping you get some inspiration for the next 24 hours, and we're going to come back again on Saturday night at 10 o'clock to do it all over again. But just focus in. It's okay. Allow the emotions to do what your emotions want to do. Some of you are feeling love for the very first time spiritually. Some of you are getting a measure of faith, a greater measure. Healing is happening in this moment. I just want to say thank you for being with us here in a secret place, the 100th secret place show tonight here on Relaxation and Inspiration. So we'll be at the bridge when we come back, and we're going to get in some inspiration, talk about the radio station, talk about the show. And if you want to call into the show, 563-999-3685. The number is 563-999-3685. I'm Michael, your Chief Mood Officer here in the secret place, Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio. Be back in a bit.
Did you know the number of underserved and homeless kids is growing more and more every year? My organization, Project One Giant Step, also known as POGS, is the answer. We deliver hygiene bags and supply-filled backpacks to Loves Park and McChesney Park schools, giving them the encouragement they need to succeed in their education. To donate or learn more, check us out on the official Facebook page or give us a call at 779-207-2087. Remember, kindness is a muscle. Work it out.
Hey, it's Michael here. Welcome to my new program, Night Moves. Yes, I'm in the lab, better known as Night Moves HDQ. Night Owl, listen in Monday through Friday nights at 10:30. What happens when you listen to the show? Inside the lab, you hear the atmosphere of God and learn about the oasis and the lighthouse. Night Moves HDQ is the safest space on radio with fortified walls and an atmosphere that can't be compared to. Let's get in the lab. Night Moves HDQ. Join me. Hey, welcome back in to the lab. I'm Michael, your Chief Mood Officer, here on a Friday night. It's our 100th episode, 100th show, not an episode. It's our 100th show tonight, 100 shows. That is a benchmark. Thank you so much for being here each and every night with us. And now that we're here in August, I'm here at the bridge. This is closing out the show with you. I hope you like some of the music that we've been playing, giving you a taste of what is coming to the radio station that we are building and launching 11/11/22. Bringing up our server on the Discord, you can actually talk to me inside the show right now, live. I'm at the bridge. And so this is the inspiration. You've been with us all evening on this 100th show. And so here we are, inspiration, helping you to get through the rest of your week. Now, I'm going to be here with you tomorrow night. Special show Saturday night. We're here with you every night of the week, all of June, August, because we're not in June, all of August, because we have some work to do. We're fueling the rocket ship, the mothership, and if you want to become a Night Eagle, you can simply do that right now. I want you to go to gibsongo.com/nightmoodslaunch. That's NITEMOODZ launch. And you can give your best support there. And you're helping a ministry that is right now in 17 nations. This is our mission field. And I'm not sure that we're going to expand because we got some work to do in the 17 nations. Now, you can go to any one of our official social media platforms. All you do is type in Night Moods HQ. That is our company name, Night Moods HQ. And you can learn a little more about what we're doing the month of August, which is really kind of cool. And by the way, there's this app that's Discord. And see, we were just live on all of our live streams on our podcast platforms. You can listen to the podcast of Night Moods HQ on all of your favorite podcast platforms. And we're up on the Wisdom app, giving everyone a taste of the 100th show here. And so I'm on the server. It's called Discord. And if you search Night Moods, hashtag 9811, that is what we're building up to because we have our channels in place. Like, for instance, all of our perches that you hear on the relaxation side, we have our arbitrator perch, our petitioner's perch, our utopian perch. We even have an eagle soundstage because we're going to have some awesome events, some Q&As, some speakers, and that's our soundstage. So it's like our virtual stage where we're going to be having small, impacting concerts and communications there on the channel. We have a Kingdom Dreamers, a Kingdom Influencer. If you are a creator, an entrepreneur, if you're getting into a startup, whatever that you have of your dreams, you can go to the Kingdom Influencers channel and build fellowship and learn some basics and learn some wisdom from people that we're going to be inviting to the channel. And we also have, for all of you who are Night Eagles, this is kind of cool. It's on Dispatch. No, it's not. It's on Discord. But one of our channels, it's called the Nest Community. And the Nest is known as the Aerie. It's the nest, the largest nest is for the eagles. And so you have a place, a home with us on Discord. Download the app to your cell phone, your smartphone, or your Apple phone, and connect with us. Help us build this community. We're bringing media and broadcast to the kingdom, and we are taking over what the world is losing. And they're going to lose it because the systems are failing, the cultures are in disarray, and the behavior patterns are a little extreme right now, right? Pick a country, find a problem, I always say. So go to Discord and key in Night Moods, hashtag 9811, and or you can still follow us if you do use social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and that also includes our YouTube channel. So we're kind of all over the place, which is really kind of cool. The company is Night Moods HQ. The radio station is launching 11/11/22. It is 126, the Genesis. I'm loving this. This is really kind of cool. Kingdom blended music, representing all the nations in the kingdom. No segregation. We're integrating, bringing diversity. Programming 24/7, 365. So I want you to be a part of something special. And we are ministering, helping our listeners who are listening to the show right now. You're going to be able to go to our partner, radio.co. That's where we're actually going to be having our radio station on that app. And you can have the app with you, listen to the show anytime, anywhere, any place, live around the world. And so we're going to be helping people live their dreams, live their best dreams. There's a video game that we have coming out in 2023. They're actually working on the storyboard. Jazzy J Art and Designs, she is working on some awesome renderings of the Eagles. We're going to be selling NFTs to help build the platform, build the broadcast center and the radio station. So you can be all a part of that on the Discord app by simply going to Discord and searching Night Moods, hashtag 9811. And that also is going to be a new website coming for the radio station. So we're working on all that. We have a goal, 17,000 this month, 17,000 in the month of June, $34,000 is our goal to meet for the launch, the mothership. And we know we're going to meet it. It's going to take all of our Eagle investors, you being a part of something awesome. That's why I'm going to be here with you every night of the week. And I'm going to be down in Dallas, in the Dallas Metroplex, if you're down in there for the podcast move at 2022. Now, I'm mentioning this, giving a little bit of advertising to them, because I'm actually down there as one of their 100 podcasters who have won a coveted invitation. So I'll be down there the 23rd of August through the 26th, and we'll be doing a remote podcast down there, and I'm doing the remote radio show. We're getting things in order for that right now. So if you are in the Dallas Metroplex area, you want to come down and connect with us, and maybe we'll get you on the radio show. Like I said, we're doing a live show down there, and I'm looking forward to that. You can support that as well. Go to nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, and any support is going to help, because we got some work to do, and it's going to take Eagle investors like yourself to help. Now, remember, you can go to givesendgo.com right now, /nightmoodslaunch. That's givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. And tonight's our weekly Friday night series, by the way. It's our 100th episode, 100th show, not an episode. It's our 100th show. We're 100 shows in since we did the relaunch last November. And I'm here at the bridge on inspiration. We had an awesome time. I can't remember what. We had our live stream up and Wisdom app. And one of the listeners, very first listener, do you remember what she said? I actually want to share this. Jill's here in the studio with me, which is really kind of cool.
It was just what she needed. She was glad that it was our 100th show, and it was just what she needed.
And this going in the secret place is real. It was so funny last week when we got the tweet. This is actually real. The secret place is real. I'm like, yes, this is what we do. We've been living this out, and we brought what we live to the radio show. And so people are sharing their testimonies, their praise reports in real time. And that's off the Wisdom app. You can actually follow Night Moods HQ on the Wisdom app. New app, they invited me to their platform as being a mentor. So we had everything up on live stream on the first half of the show, which is relaxation. slowing everything down. And so this is spiritual maintenance. And again, this is your responsibility. And we do this Monday through Friday nights, 2 hours for your participation, not your entertainment. And on the week ending this Friday night, every Friday night, we just slow everything down. And so we spend a lot of time, quality time, intentional time, purpose, and that's planned in the secret place on the relaxation side of the show so that you can get tuned up with your spiritual maintenance. And we had a message sent to us. It was on the Twitter. I call it Twitter. It was on the Twitter, and they were asked, why do you always repeat yourself? I said, we repeat ourselves simply because we are known as the oasis. And when you're in the desert, you have, and if you travel out west, when you're in the desert, you travel from Las Vegas to San Diego, you're going to go through Barstow. And that's a stop. And so travelers will stop. And so you have the same building with the same food products, with the same gas to fill you up, to fill your vehicle up. And it's the only thing there. And so this show is an oasis and a lighthouse for people who are in the desert of life and who are in the sea of life. And the struggle is real for them. And so that's why we do what we do each and every night, because we understand all of our egos come to relax. And then we have our new eaglets, our new listeners, who have never heard of this radio show. They may have been invited or they saw the tag phrases, but they're stressed out. They're at the crossroads. And some are not even born again. And then they come and get impacted, encounter, engage, and experience the kingdom of heaven, the present power of just participating and breathing. So that's why we do what we do here, to inspire you. And we're teaching you through inspiration how to practically live your faith in real time. And see, the cool thing is, yes, I want to have you here each and every night. I really do. But if you can't be here, you can go into the secret place anytime you desire. And so Night Moods is the show that prepares you for what to do when we're not even here. And so when we launch the radio station, I'll be here 4 hours, Monday through Friday night. And so you're going to get music, and I love jazz music. I hope you like the instrumentals. It kind of gives you a taste of the flavor of what I'm looking for my flagship show when we go into the radio station. But we're going to be playing worship music, inspiration, Christian jazz, gospel jazz, contemporary, gospel hip-hop that's out there. I'm not going to play too much, but I know on some of the other programs, on our afternoon drives and our Friday night show that comes before my four-hour show, 4 hours of gospel hip-hop will be before my show. So you get you all pumped up, and then we're going to settle you down. That's what we're going to be doing. So, but that's what we do here. And I am appreciative for you being here each and every night. And for those of you Night Eagles who have been here for all of the 100 shows, kudos. Thank you so much for trusting me with your mindset and trusting me with your faith and sacrificing your time. Some of you are driving, and like Chris would tell me, man, you put me to sleep. And Jill says that a lot too when she's listening to the radio show. She's just so relaxed. She's knocked out. But she's up tonight. She's worked hard. Worked two clients' house. We own our own business, and so we put in some yeoman's work. I'm on 2 hours of sleep because I was getting ready for this show, the 100th show. It's been a blast to be here with you on the 100th show. Who would have thought at the relaunch that I would come past this milestone? And, yeah, we've missed a couple nights, sore throat, not feeling well a couple nights, but here we are. And maybe we could have hit this 100th show in August the 1st, but hey, we're here on August the 12th. And happy Saturday morning to all of our Night Eagles in our nations overseas listening to the show. I'm going to be here with you tomorrow night at 10 p.m. So put it in your calendar, Saturday night, 10 o'clock, Sunday night, 10 o'clock, and it's all to the destination of the radio station. You're going to get some relaxation, a little bit, a whole bunch of empowerment, a whole bunch of music, and a whole bunch of value of how you can become an Eagle investor, to help us meet the need of launching the show in time. This month, again, $17,000 this month that we need. You can go to givesendgo.com/nightmoves launch. And tomorrow night, we'll be spending time talking about our Eagle investors and the tiers we have. And if you are here in the States, we got some gifts for you. And by the way, we have badges. If you are one of the Night Eagles who have a perch and you're one of the arbitrators, the petitioners, or the utopian perch, send us an email to nightmoodshdq, and we'll make sure we get you a digital badge, a free gift from us to say thank you for being with us each and every night. That's my time tonight on this 100th show. Send us an email. Go to one of our official Facebook page, Instagram, wherever you can find Night Moods HQ, and let us know you are liking the show and it's impacting you. Hey, guys. Have a good night. See you Saturday night at 10 o'clock for a special weekend show. Take care.